Welcome to Everdad! Number one sports betting show, come out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tony Diggs.
Ah, baby, Tony.
That's Papa Coffino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a beard of wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you. Say it.
Brucey Bruce.
What's going on?
What's going on, dude?
What's going on?
What is going on?
I got a bit of a bone to pick.
It's not this show.
Is it start with Rhode Island?
No. The PGA Tour app I updated in the App Store hasn't updated. Can't refresh scores in the PGA Tour app. So I was just trying to Google the American Express.
Don't want to have to do that.
Yeah, right? I don't know what to do.
I got an app.
The American Express is underway. I do have the app, and the app is working for me. Your leader, Scott Stallings.
Oh, I knew it. I knew Stallings.
Followed by Xander. Shoffley.
Yeah, Zandy Man eagled out of a bunker.
Someone named Springer, who I don't know who
that is. Springer's a dog.
Is that Zach Johnson?
Yes. Stuart Sink playing? Is he on the senior tour now?
I think Sink.
Yeah, he could be.
I think Sink is in the mix.
In this mix?
I think so.
I feel like I would have got. I got my notification.
Oh, and I have a search function.
Like, Stuart.
He is not playing in the name.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I got my noties on for.
What are we talking about?
Stuart Sink.
Nah, you guys are both wrong.
Who were you on?
I'm on Justin Thomas top 10, and I did take him live at 20-1 to actually win. The Amex as well, Tony.
Snetkers and last.
He's off to a solid start.
Solid start would be maybe two or three birdies. I believe he has four birdies in a row.
Yes, he's minus four through seven.
It is cold in here.
I did just feel a draft come through.
Stuart Sink's playing in the Mitsubishi Electric Championship, actually.
Duh.
I knew it.
Tees off at 5:23 tonight.
Okay.
Tied for first right now.
Nice. Well, obviously. We're going to change it up a little bit today.
Nobody's taking a stroke.
Right, what? Mitt?
Is that what we're doing?
We're going to change it up a little bit today. Guess what we're starting with?
Baseball?
Thank God. Oh, tennis.
Baseball.
No.
Ooh,
the ice.
We're going to start with hockey.
With Nicky Skates, in here.
Unless Nick has an Australian Open fucking pick.
He might.
Bruce, who are we watching this morning?
What's his name, lose?
No.
Came back?
Rusevori took on Medvedev. Medvedev him to the D-bend a bit, but Medvedev did outlast him with a 6-2, 6-0 in the final.
Dirty Mike and the boys have a good day yesterday.
Yeah, parlay won. 2-0 nice. From Dirty Mike.
I might be taking Medvedev.
When I looked at Rusevel, I didn't feel like he had the dog in him to put Medvedev.
Nick, if you ever see out there on the interwebs picks from Dirty Mike, you take those.
I've heard of Dirty Mike.
If you
legendary
see
picks.
Picks from Howie the Rat.
Ooh.
Howie the Rat gave me two fucking awful picks this morning.
I actually met.
Bingo,
since the last time we talked about it, I've actually met Howie the Rat.
What?
And?
Wild guys.
Guy that you would take tennis picks from?
No, he's one of the buddies.
Well, I figure he's one of the buddies.
Yeah.
Dirty Mike walks into this room and everyone is like, give me your tennis picks right now. I'll tell you that much. He actually wears Gumby your hat pretty frequently.
You said that one guy would call in and get good picks. Well, you should have callers.
What did happen to that guy? What was his name?
You see a phone in here?
What was his
right
name?
Right back there, I think.
No. Or you need a landline.
Where was our...
Scroggins?
Like just give 7-year-old kid that used to call in.
Give out your number right now. We'll take a caller.
Jackson. Yeah, dude.
From Oregon.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Jackson called. Jackson called.
He's actually the AD at Oregon, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like.
He actually got Dan Lanning to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he was running the Bellagio.
One of the two.
Mitt, if you would give out your number right now, maybe we take a call right now.
I strong
317-000. I don't have a 317 area code.
Oh, I was pretty tempted doing it.
Tony did do that before, and someone guessed it, which was awesome.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
What was it? The area code of the first three numbers, and someone guessed the rest of it. That was legendary.
It was
good times.
All right, let's go to the ice. We'll do the ice today. We'll do the association. We will do the Say Bay Bay. We will do some Australian Open.
Big slate tonight.
and
massive slate tonight.
Massive slate
tonight. On the ice.
The we'll start with Flower going against the Lightning in Tampa.
No, I believe it's Gustafsson, who is playing some good hockey. He's battling some injuries and whatnot, but you know, it's the Wild. They're not playing great overall. I'm taking the Bolt. Yeah. No. Yeah, where are we at? Yeah. I'm taking the Bolts. Yeah. I'm taking Vassy on home ice. Give me the Bolts. It's shorter than I thought it was going to be, which worries me.
But. Yeah, I thought it might be a little too obvious, but I think
as the season has gone on, because it started like not like the Bolts, the lines have still not adjusted to the Bolts kind of being back. Not to their top
sure.
But they are playing better puck right now.
Okay. Caps are short favorites at home.
Yeah, this is an interesting one because Ovechkin has missed a couple games. He might play tonight, so I'm gonna hold out and see what happens there. Caps have been on a bit of a schneid. Blues have kind of been treading water there. Nothing for me.
What? How come the
How
come the Canadiens are dogs to the pesky Sens?
Well, because they stink.
Who?
The Sens stink.
The Habs. Don't.
No, that's the interesting hold the piece. Phone. 1918. That's pretty good for the Habs. They're not supposed
to. I guess.
So are you taking them tonight?
I'm taking the Habs. Yeah. Okay. There's the good value there.
I tell you
plus
what.
Plus 150 on the money line.
I don't need the plus 150. I'll take La Habitante plus 1.5 minus 150.
What do you? Whoa.
What?
What is that?
Take the money.
You don't have the faith?
I have faith, but I'd rather know that I'm going to win for sure. You know? Oh, you get plus 1.5, you take it, my friend.
A nice Eastern-Western conference matchup between the Bees and the Lions.
This is fascinating, too.
What?
Colorado 8-2 in their last 10.
One team's West, one team's Eastern.
Yeah, so we said.
Yeah.
Nice.
Bees have won 2 in a row. They are going with Swayman. Which I like here.
You want to win? Put
just Swayman looking in at this,
you know.
Oh no!
Just looking at the line and the game in my head, I want Avs. But when I saw Swayman was going, that swayed me. Okay. I'm taking the Bees at home.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a tough game, but I like it with Swayman. He's having an unbelievable year.
Stars are little favorites. Little Santa favorite.
They are little Lions. Santa favorites. This is short for Texas hockey.
And.
Like bear shit in the woods, Texas hockey.
Just making sure. Does this one scare you a little bit?
No, the only matchup that ever scares. Have we seen the Hurricanes pots yet?
No.
I only worry about the Texas hockey against the Cougars.
Okay,
Cougars are good ball.
I'm going to take Dallas here too, who has won 2 in a row. Philly's tough though. They've won 4 in a row. They seem to play better on the road than they do at home. That's the only. Sway
man,
that's the only sway man for me here. I'll take Texas hockey going into Philly. It's gonna be tough. The Torts gonna have those boys buzzing.
Okay. Without their center, right?
Kevin Hayes,
Sean Couturier.
Yeah, that's a big loss.
Where's Kevin Hayes?
Where is Kevin Hayes?
The Hockey Hall of Fame.
Should be.
He's
a good man. All right,
he is a good man.
Hawks are in Buffalo. Are they playing this game tonight? Or
I don't know. I'm not taking it.
Yeah, turn
nothing there for off. Me.
Leafs.
Ooh.
The fucking mediocre Leafs.
Here's another one.
I'm a
head scratcher.
Yeah, I was gonna take the Leafs, but after chatting with PK Subban, I'm not against the Leafs, but I'm not taking it.
Let's set the table a bit. Leafs have lost 3 straight. They've only won 4 games in regulation in their last, 14 games?
Yikes.
Okay, so they're just not playing great complementary hockey. They're trying to rely on the big guys, but the big guys aren't really doing it outside of Austin Matthews. Johnny Tavares, 1 goal at 5-on-5
in
the last 26
Captain
games.
Captain Tavares?
1 5-on-5 goal, Tony. There's something to look out for. Maybe he gets off the schneid. Wow. Maybe you want to look at a Johnny Tavares goal.
Oh, well, maybe.
But I'm not taking the game. No, Calgary is so volatile. You don't know what you're getting from that.
Calgary has found it a bit. They're playing better puck.
I've never been to Edmonton. Feels like a...
We've confirmed.
Feels like a city you've...
That is...
Potentially do crack.
Oh, you don't potentially. That's that does happen there. But Kraken ain't stopping this streak. Oilers in 60, please.
I'm also on the Oilers in 60. Kraken have lost two straight, and they're missing a bunch of guys. They're banged up. They got a little bit of sickness floating through, and it's the last game of a road trip. I think they're looking to get home and regroup.
Also, if you're taking the Oilers, I mean, this is just something that I do every time the Oilers play on this streak. Parlay.
Yeah.
McGee's goal. Oilers money line. Okay. That's just, if you're going to take the Oilers, you might as well do that.
What are they since the new coach? Like 26 and
well, one.
It always, yeah, it's crazy. It always, it's crazy.
They've lost one since the new coach.
Hockeywood is welcoming Nash Vegas.
Well, Gumpy killed Hockeywood.
Hockeywood's back tonight.
They've lost nine of their last 10.
They're back tonight, baby.
I'm going to take Nashville going in there, who have won five of their last eight. It's good value.
Goggins, hashtag hockey.
I think the Preds can get it
done. Is Kopitar not playing well?
I don't know what's going on with the Kings. I'll be a flat.
What about Drew Doughty?
No idea.
Doughty's still flying around.
What about you stole their fucking goalie?
Johnny Quick.
Yeah.
They may miss Johnny Quick.
Yeah, they might.
I mean, Rangers got a fucking...
Although they were kind of...
Oh, from speaking of
the Rangers, we got a...
Favorites?
Fucking, we got a, yeah, that is... Wow.
Well, no Jackie Aces.
Wow.
The Knights aren't playing great. I'll take the Rangers, but I don't love it, Bruce. This is one of those things where you fuckers need to come out and step on a throat. Let's see it. Let's see it happen.
Do you love it, Bruce?
I don't love it. I think this fixture goes under as it tucks us into bed tonight, but it is a big must-win spot for these New York Rangers.
Okay.
He's like under 5.5.
Is it down to 5.5?
Who's in net for the Golden Knights? Is it?
I believe it's
the second coming of Patrick Wall.
No, it's either fucking team anyway. It's Logie Thompson.
Has he been good this year?
14-9-3, 908 save percentage. It's not terrible.
All right. And then we finish with the Yotes up in Coover.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Coover's in 60.
Yeah, I'm not going to take it.
What?
I'm not taking it.
You've got a soft spot.
Simply not take it.
No, he loves the Yotes.
Do the Knights play when we're out there?
Good question,
I think they got to play at least one.
Yeah, you would hope.
Let me look.
Maybe not.
Maybe not, though. Maybe they avoid it. I'm going to go look at
it. Yeah, that's a good point, too. Maybe they, yeah, since they knew it was coming, they might be out of time.
Especially late in the week, probably not.
I don't know, though. You want all those out-of-towners to come to your game.
Yeah, it would be pretty. Probably about Oscar De La Hoya.
Chell doesn't think like that.
Who?
The NHL.
The HL.
Are you looking?
Yes.
Did you find it?
It's pulling up.
Maybe they'll let you sound the siren.
February... What's the date?
8-9-10 is what we're really looking for.
They will not be home.
Didn't think so.
Damn.
What about 7?
Nope.
Then we're fucked.
Tuesday the 6th at 10 p.m. Could land in...
Yeah.
Is that enough time to get you to sound the siren?
Who do they play?
The Coilers.
Oh, buddy.
We come full circle.
We might have to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as you wear that hat.
Yeah. You can't wear this in Vegas.
What do you mean?
It's too hot.
In the arena.
It's not that hot, I don't think. Right now. It's
not in February.
You
were not with us last year at the Super Bowl, right?
He was locked away.
I was stuck in Canada, Tony.
I was asking a question.
I mean,
it gets pretty chilly at night.
Yeah, it's the desert.
Why are you sitting like that?
He always does. Yesterday,
he's
just happy he's not wearing fucking slippers today.
Pat Parker.
I had slippers on yesterday because I wore my shoes in and they were covered in snow. So then I put them.
That's understandable.
These are,
wasn't that cold this morning?
These are Steve Madden's. Actually,
no, pretty nice.
No, right? It was a warm day, remember?
I walked outside and it was 25. I said, and I walked back and I went to my wife and said, I was like, it feels like it's 100 degrees.
Yeah, legitimately. I got down to my garage. I was like, what the fuck?
The balmiest 25 I've ever felt in my life.
Legit.
Walking my dog this
Thank
morning.
You, Nick.
Thank good you, luck, Nick. Man. Good luck.
Don't worry. The Zero will be back this week.
There's still time to get in on the Coopers if you change your mind.
I was thinking, like, man, if it was Zero for a few more days in the row, it might break me as
a dog, human. Yeah,
as a dog father and a human.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Let's talk about the NBA tonight. Last night, the angles were wrong.
Oh, very wrong. Yes, the Heat got absolutely shit kicked. Magic came home though.
Yeah. 41-18 is what the Raptors started the game.
Yeah, it was tough.
Yeah, see, the thing with the, like, RJ and Quick can both score on any given night. They can both go, like, you know, 20-17, and then the Raptors are
take off your blue and orange goggles, would you? They're not on the team anymore.
I know, I'm just saying they are moving forward a volatile handicap.
Wow.
Tough. You don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, Lakers, exactly. Lakers playing good ball right now, man.
Huh? D'Angelo Russell is the
Lakers go as D'Angelo.
Damn, baby.
Goes.
Like, genuinely, they do. The last three games, they moved him back to the starting rotation. He's averaging 27. He's shooting great from three. So.
All we need is Lev Bell to bet against. Have you seen that?
Yeah, that was awesome.
But was Kyrie went over 33, five straight games or whatever, and Lev tweeted, like,
Watch this. I'll bet the over. He'll be done. Had like 0 points in the first half.
He got hurt.
Yeah. Well, Lev, I guess, is an absolute mush as far as gambling is concerned. Bulls are at the aforementioned Raptors on a back-to-back. Nothing?
No.
Knicks are 12-point favorites against the Wiz.
Yeah, I was thinking about
The Wiz,
and then I was like, well, this just is a team I've never really wanted to bet on. So
okay,
same way.
Yeah, I'd go the other way. I think if you're gonna take, I'm probably not gonna lay 12 with the New York Knicks tonight. Because why?
Moneyline parlay.
I would certainly include them there. I think that, you know, you could probably play OG 15 plus, maybe Dante DiVincenzo 10 plus, something like that. I think we stay rolling here.
Thunder.
I saw something. Jordan Poole.
Yep.
He is minus 342 this year.
The worst plus minus in the league.
Yeah.
The good for him.
Best plus minus in the league is Celtics guard
Derek White.
Yeah.
Yep. I might look at his under tonight.
Who?
Jordan Poole.
Okay.
Because we're a bad matchup for that guy.
Okay. Thunder are at the Jazz. Thunder are 3-point favorites.
Thunder money line.
Yeah, quirky line. I've been losing Jazz money been, on Jazz Thunder. Been,
you got that team going.
Nonstop.
The Jazz have won five.
The Governor's got the team going.
The Governor does have the team going.
They have covered five straight as well. I'm taking the Utah Jazz plus the 3. Oklahoma City has been sliding a little bit here.
You still got that MVP ticket or what?
On Shy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't cash out. I was hoping that the cash out would get a little higher. It's gotten a little lower. So,
fuck Shy Gilly.
Let's go. Where are we going? Let's go to Sacramento. Pacers are the Kings. Kings are 7.5, 8.5 point favorites against the no Haliburton, no Siakam.
Is Haliburton officially out?
Yeah, I thought I saw that earlier.
He's close to coming back.
I saw it was questionable, so
he is officially out.
Fuck. Okay, well, that sucks for my bet because I was taking the Indiana Pacers plus 7.5 thinking that he was going to play because he was listed as questionable, and every time that I see somebody listed as questionable, I just assume they're going to play.
All right.
Damn it. Okay, well, I still like the Pacers plus 7.5.
They got a fighting chance here.
I mean, they don't have a bad team. They got good backup guards, so.
And then
Sabonis is coming off triple-double. I would look into his over.
Oh,
that is also a revenge game.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, coming off a triple-double, your old team coming to town. Ooh. He's going to be looking to put on a show.
Here we go, our Vetus.
They should have kept his ass.
No, they should.
Who'd they get for him?
Tyrese Haliburton.
Oh.
They should not have kept his ass.
And Buddy Hield?
Never mind.
Yeah, they did get Buddy Hield in that too.
I forgot that
Haliburton was in fact on the King.
Yeah.
Who's GM for the Pacers? Who's pulling the strings?
Mitch Kupchak.
Carlisle's an old salty dog. I'm sure he's making most of the decisions.
They put a bit of a team together here pretty quick. Yeah. Legitimate.
I think it's Larry Bird.
No, Larry Bird is one of the front office execs, but he's not technically the GM.
We're on the verge of playoff basketball in Indianapolis, Mike.
On the verge. It would be kind of weird if it didn't happen at this point.
I might be at every Pacers playoff
game. As you should. Let's head to the...
Say bay bay.
Oh, wait, Tony, you missed one game, though. That I had to pick in.
Are you sure?
I mean, did you say Memphis, Minnesota already?
Yeah, and then I said the Grizz play T-Wolves.
What is this pick?
Oh, sorry. I'm taking the over of 214 in this game.
That's crazy.
I like that.
Why do you think it's crazy, Bruce?
Because why is Derrick Rose and the Funky Bunch going to go over against the best defensive team in the NBA?
Hell of
because
Minnesota will do it on their own, Bruce.
It's 214, and I'm thinking that Minnesota can get at least 140.
In Mitt's defense.
Give me the under.
Derrick Rose is out.
Yeah, there you go.
Who the hell is on the Grizzlies?
Marcus Smart is out.
Yeah.
Who in the hell?
Desmond Bane is out.
Yeah, their entire team is out. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you're getting Luke Kennard at the starting point guard.
Dog.
He a point guard.
You get Z Williams and V Williams at your shooting guard and shooting
forward. Both dogs.
Small forward, yeah. Don't worry, I caught myself. Power forward is old Jaren Jackson. And then fucking Xavier Tillman at center.
Xavier Tillman, wow. That's a player.
What a fucking fall from grace for this roster.
What's holy the spread shit here?
That
12 and a half.
That roster's worse than like the Oakland A's.
How did this team beat, who'd they beat the other night?
I don't know. It cost them Desmond Bane and Marcus Smart to do it.
No, though. They were both already out. Like, this team ruined a moneyline parlay of Fortnite ago. No,
they beat a team that was, like, actually fucking good.
Who knows? You know, any given night. Any given night.
That game's going to be 88-73.
Now we
know. Oh, Memphis beat, they beat the Warriors their last game.
Yeah.
No reason.
Now we head to the Say Bebe.
Big slay tonight.
Okay, hey, what do we like?
Say big games tonight.
Before we dive in, last night I gave out Rhode Island plus 8.5. The final score was 99-64.
I mean, that's going to happen, Bruce. It will happen. When there's nothing to worry
about. Just a good humbling reminder.
Gumpy's been on fire.
Maryland came home. Yeah, we're going for it tonight. This is we're throwing it back here to the good old days here.
Extend the clip.
Yeah, we're getting aggressive here. We'll see what happens. I like Winthrop, moneyline versus UNC Asheville.
Who doesn't?
Green Bay plus 9.5 at Wright State.
The Packers?
Yep. Northern Kentucky, money line versus Milwaukee.
Okay.
Kennesaw,
yeah.
Money line at North Florida. Mm-hmm. UMass Lowell, money line at Albany. Jacksonville, money line versus Queens. Coastal plus 2.5 at Georgia Southern. Marshall plus 1.5 at Old Dominion. Denver plus 2.5 at North Dakota State. Troy, money line.
We are emptying the clip.
Versus South Alabama. Oral Roberts, money line, North Dakota. Austin Peay, money line versus North Alabama.
Uh-huh.
This one, game of the night, actually. I like Illinois, money line at Michigan.
Okay, good to know.
Washington, plus 1.5 at Cal. Cal State, Northridge, money line versus UC Santa Barbara. San Diego, plus 4.5 at Portland. And to finish it off, Oregon plus 6.5 at Colorado.
How many were in that clip?
I think 18. I cut a few out as well.
That's a big clip. I like Illinois too, but I'm not going to mush it.
No, you're good.
I got weird bad luck with betting against Michigan basketball.
I don't know.
I'm not a Michigan basketball really fan.
I don't
know. Oh,
the Oregon catching 6.5 at Colorado was wild.
Colorado's 10-0 at home.
Yeah.
Prime in the building. Asses in the seats.
Oregon's good.
Do you know who your NCAA best ATS team is?
Ooh, Minnesota. 10-3.
14-3.
14-3.
They're catching what, 11 at Michigan State?
Yes.
Actually, percentage-wise, I guess.
I think they're
leading. Troy is 11-2-1.
I think their leading scorer, though, might be out.
Ooh. So every game.
Illinois also, isn't their best player suspended? And he, like, sued the school?
That'd be cool.
So every game that kind of had a lot of line movement, the team that it moved against ended up, like, UMass went from plus 1.5 to plus 5.5, one outright.
Gotcha.
It's kind of called
your worst Say Bebe team ATS.
Big, is it a big school?
No, you've heard of them. It's UTEP, 211-1.
Jeez,
damn, Miners are not living up to expectations. JT has birdied 5 in a row now.
Jeez,
Mizzou is your worst big school, 4-13.
That's tough.
That'll happen.
It will happen. It will happen. Any Dirty Mike picks?
Yes. His parlay, I haven't had the chance to parse through these and consolidate them to what I like, which is just like a plus 150, you know, more of a solid lock. He's throwing flyers. So on the men's side, we have...
It's a heat check from Dirty Mike, too.
Hell yeah.
Yes, yes, it is. These are his picks. We'll start on the women's side, actually. Diane Parry to win one set. That's plus 250. She takes on Mira Andreeva, who I imagine is a bit of a dog.
Yeah, plus 250 for one set, I would assume.
Yeah, but...
a bit of a dog.
Women's side, though, it's to three. So one set is really two sets in a way. Fabian Marzans... Marozan.
George Mearson?
Fabian Marozan. To win at least two sets, that's plus 115. See, I'd probably go one set, lay a little bit juice, minus 165 or so. Adrian Manarino, he takes on Ben Shelton. He has him just outright plus 220.
Okay. Against Shelton?
Against Ben Shelton.
The American.
The young boy who, what did he do? The phone call, Selly.
I like Shelton.
And then God. Joker did it back to him.
Call God.
And they're still talking about it, even though it was at the U.S. Open. We're already at the Australian Open. And then Flavio Cobali to win at least one set. That's plus 105, taking on Alex Dimonor.
Okay.
That's good stuff.
That is good stuff, isn't it? Yeah. I was very happy that he did win a bunch of money last night.
Good.
So that's cool.
Buddy?
That, you know that Union Berlin pick I gave out a couple days ago?
Or it's tomorrow?
Yeah, it came tomorrow. Union Berlin double chance.
Yep. Hell yeah.
Okay.
That'll happen.
I mean, there was just no games this week, which was kind of weird.
Anything else?
You said Albany. It's a state capital. It's Albany.
That's just a Canadian accent.
Yeah, fuck, you listen to PK Subban?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Olven.
He's hanging out with Chubbs. It's a big deal.
Nick?
Yeah, this is a big move.
Bradley.
No, just Chubbs.
OVO Chubbs.
Yeah. You don't know OVO Chubbs?
Yeah. I can't say that I do.
If my hand's shaky, Chubbs will do it for me.
There it is. Just like Albany.
Is that a quote?
It's one of Drake's like boys.
Yeah, it's one of Drake's
it's
boys.
It's like his entourage.
Good to know.
Bodyguard.
Was that the quote? Did Bruce just ruin the quote?
That was not the quote today.
Hopefully you got another Drake one.
Hopefully not.
We stay in the music industry.
It is music week.
Don't talk to my mans like that. I like that if you like that.
Bit.
You can take whatever.
This is getting dyed today.
Tony, I got something.
Don't.
Tony.
Yeah.
If you're going to gamble, you got to have ambition. And with ambition, you know what they say about it? Ambition is a dream with a V8 engine.
That's a good quote.
Is that Ricky Bobby?
No. It's actually the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley.
Holy shit.
That man respects a fucking great V8.
That's good.
Music weekend tomorrow with Picks Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Better bring the fucking A game for that one, man.
What? That was A game.
That was, but you got to close the week out. Like you...
The whole week's been A game.
No, I mean,
if there's one musician or musical group that has the best quotes, it's pretty obvious. And I hope you bring it tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know what I want for Picks Friday? I want a prop from everybody that's going to win.
Sorry, what?
I want a player prop.
Deal.
Guaranteed to win.
Deal.
I have one of each and every one of three fucking years.
Four of them, one from each game.
I'll tell you.
No, Saturday's hard prop wise.
Nope, you have to do it.
No, you have to do it. You started it.
No.
Yep.
I said one all week.
Sorry.
I have mine ready already.
I'm not sure if you heard, but ambition's a V8 engine, brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
Duh.
You gave us one idea and we ran with it because we got 600 ponies underneath the hood.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't like any of the props on Saturday.
Josh Allen did not throw an interception against the Steelers.
No, he did not.
There's no way Josh goes back to back without a pick. That might be that's my favorite prop bet of the weekend by far.
We need three more.
There is a way.
Talk about it tomorrow.
He's definitely going to roll one in. That's for damn sure.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.